Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Mundo Jazz Podcast! Yay! You join us here in the world's greatest pub in Winsford in Cheshire.
Is your main worry that people might be pushing in front of you? At school, did you never share your crisps? Like money? Then why not join the Conservative Party? We're selfish twats.
And now, the news. At the site of the Dakota Access Pipeline in America, actress Shailene Woodley has been arrested for making the Divergent films. People behaving like clowns have been scaring people. A woman described how a clown made rude comments and then stalked around behind her while she was debating with him about being president of the United States. Fracking has been allowed in Lancashire, meaning both that the Conservative Party can make lots of money and the crew of Battlestar Galactica can have sex. After the second presidential debate, it's now clear that Trump voters want to send a clear message. That message is, we are stupid. There has been a fight at UKIP headquarters. Stephen Wolfe has been in hospital, and his people say he got punched. However, Mike Hookham says he didn't punch him. Whatever the details of the situation, the important thing is to remember, at the end of the day, someone in UKIP got punched. This week sees the peak of the spectacular Draconid meteor shower. If you're in the southern hemisphere, you will be able to see shooting stars in the constellation Draco. And if you're in Britain, you will be able to see clouds. Salmon grown on a farm may not be very good for you, say scientists. This is because on a farm they have no access to the sea and there are cows and pigs everywhere. Now, Farage is helping out Trump with his election strategy. This reminds me of an old fable by Aesop. Aesop's fable, The Two Shits. Once upon a time, a shit was about to cross a river. He was worried about crossing the river because he had never crossed a river before. I am the greatest river crosser in the world, he said. Nobody is better at crossing rivers than me. But the river was full of dangerous creatures, like women, ethnic minorities, and people who could read. As he started to cross, the big shit began to sink. But he still shouted, I'm going to get across this river. I'm going to build a wall across it and keep out all the parrots and beavers. Analogy, you know, just, I don't know why parrots is Mexicans and beavers is women. Or maybe disabled people, I'm not sure. I don't know, you know, the important thing is the principle. But thank you for laughing anyway. Just as he seemed to be floating a little, he saw a pussy going by. A pussy going by. And he grabbed it, and he started to sink again. Just then, another shit chanced along the riverbank. Hey, he said, I'm a shit too. I've never crossed a river either. Maybe I can help. But we are different types of shit, said the bigger turd. I live in this toilet, and you will live in that one. What do we have in common? We are both fundamentally shits, said the other one. Let me help you across the river. So they both waded into the river and got washed away because they were both stupid, racist shits. This is a song I've written for kids. Now, I had the brilliant idea of making a musical version of Joseph and His Coat for kids. It's a good story. It's not been done before. So here's my musical version of Joseph and His Coat. Jacob had 12 sons and Joseph was his favorite. He went on Facebook and put Joseph all over it. He said, I love my son to bits, but he drives me mad. So proud. Love you, son. LOL, Dad.
Joseph dreamt he was great and his brothers were shit. So they decided to kill him and throw him in a pit. But Reuben said, it's wrong, I don't want my brother dead. So he threw him in a pit and left him to an agonizing death instead. The brothers said, Dad will wonder where Joseph is. So we kill the goat and pretend the blood is his. If he has his suspicions, this ought to allay him. But Reuben just held the dead goat and shouted out, Graham! Just the man and the goat. Best friends hanging out as best friends will. Reuben and Graham, grazing on the side of a hill, chewing and chatting and chewing the fat. One with a bell round his neck and one with some old cat that his mother once got him on a trip to Galilee. He was only wearing it to make her happy. Reuben looked to the stars and he cried for his friend. He said, oh, Graham the goat, you have left me in the end. I am alone now, and loneliness is my lot. All I've got is this Jamaican curry, because waste not, want not. So.
Thank you. So that was the story of Graham the Goat. It's time now for our famous film review. And with us is actor Richard Oliver.
Hello.
Winsford's finest actor, no doubt. He is certainly the best actor in Winsford. No, also Simon Bugg is also the best actor in Winsford. One of them. Anyway, they're both excellent, both good. You can both be the best actor in Winsford.
Thank you.
Richard Oliver. Richard, what have you seen this week?
The Magnificent Seven.
Took a job looking for some men to join me. Is it difficult? Impossible. How many you got so far?
You and me?
I need more than a few.
To help us fight.
It's about seven gunmen.
Yeah.
And gradually come together to help a poor village and savage thieves.
Okay, and this is not an original film, is it? This is a remake, isn't it?
Remake, yeah.
Yeah, remake of the...
The original film.
Yeah.
Which was a 1960s classic starring... Stalin?
I don't know what Stalin's
got to do. It's got Yul Brynner in it, Steve McQueen, James Garner, and it came out after the Kurosawa original.
Yeah, the Kurosawa original, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic film. So I noticed this one has a tagline, Justice has a number.
Yeah, that's right. Justice has a number.
Is it seven?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, tell us something about this. Who's the director?
The director is Antoine Fuqua. I think that's how you say it. Do you say it like that?
Sound like... Rude.
Antoine Fuqua.
Yeah, now he did Training Day, didn't he?
Yeah, with Denzel Washington. He won an Oscar for it.
He won an Oscar, yeah.
No, Denzel did.
Okay, Denzel, yeah. Denzel, brilliant actor, won an Oscar. Oh, yeah, he also directed King Arthur.
King Arthur, yeah. Directed The Shooter, Olympus Has Fallen, Equalizer.
The Equalizer.
Yeah, Equalizer. Edward Woodward.
Is that with Denzel Washington as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the remake. That was a remake as well.
Yeah. But I don't know why I didn't get Edward Woodward out
Edward
Woodward again.
Should have. He was the best.
A rhythmic name. So, who's in it?
Byung-Hun Lee. He's a South Korean actor.
Okay, anyway.
Manuel Garcia Rolfo.
Yeah, Mexican.
Martin Senmeyer. He's a Native American.
Yeah, so it's a multicultural cast. Yeah.
Chris Pratt.
He's in Parks and Recreation.
Yep, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah,
the Galaxy.
Fantastic. Everybody love him.
Ethan Hawke, he's in it.
Ethan Hawke was in, he was also in Training Day.
Yeah, he was.
Who else?
Vincent, I'm not too sure how you say his name. Donofrio, he was Kingpin in Daredevil.
Oh, yeah, he was a great, very versatile actor. You see him in a lot of stuff, but you don't know it's him because he's so... He's like a chameleon.
Yeah.
Now, what I noticed that the writing credits have got Kurosawa on it.
Yeah. Yeah, so, there's a Shinobu Hashimoto.
Yeah.
And Hideo Oguni.
Yeah, and they...
Richard Wenk. Is he? I think he might be on there.
Richard Wenk.
Richard Wenk.
Again, hilarious because he sound rude.
Yep.
The music in the original was very characteristic. It was like, you know, had a dun, dun, da, dun, yeah. dun, da, 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 da. It was fantastic. Have they got the music?
Yeah, by James Horner.
Oh, this is new music?
Yeah. New okay. music by James yeah. Horner.
Anybody got any questions?
The aspect ratio was 2.35.1.
Okay, 2.3. That's a good aspect ratio, yeah. What about the sound mix?
The sound mix is Dolby Digital.
Yeah.
What camera did they use? Camera was an Arriflex 235, a Panavision C E&G series with the lenses. A Panavision Panaflex Millennium times 12, a Panavision Primo CEGT series. ATZ and AWZ2 lenses on that as well.
Andrea is asking what laboratory they used.
Ah, right. The laboratory was Company 3 Digital Intermediate.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Negative format?
Negative format, 35mm. Kodak Vision 3, 50D, 5203. Vision 3, 250D, 5207. Vision 3, 500T, 5219.
What about the cinematographic process?
Again, that's Digital Intermediate 2K master format.
Is that the master format?
Yeah, that's the master
format. What about the source format?
The source format, I can't quite tell you at the moment.
Is it Panavision?
Oh, is that the Panavision? Yeah. Must be.
Was it anamorphic or not?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Any more questions, anybody? Okay, let's get to the review. What did you think of this film?
Shit.
What have you been doing, Simon?
Well, I've been watching a new form of pornography. It's called Hard Brexit. It's where a woman fucks a whole country.
This is a love song to my lovely wife.
Baby, I love you. You take me to heaven. My heart is burning for you. Like the battery on a Galaxy 7.
And now it's time for Focus on Fish with Bob Nudd.
Today we're focusing on the amber rudd. The amber rudd is an invasive species which preys on schools of other fish by distracting them. It forces them to make lists of any foreign fish in their school, then performs a spectacular U-turn. Who's Amber Rudd?
Amber Rudd is a politician who got everyone to... She wanted all the companies to list all their foreign workers, but then everyone objected, so she said that... So she backtracked on YouTube. So that's why that joke was so hilarious.
And she was a racist?
She, obviously a racist, yeah, because, yeah. Again, so it's also satire as well. Now, as everybody will know, it's the 70th anniversary of Woman's Hour.
Welcome to Woman's Hour. Today, for World Happiness Day, we talk about abused poor women with terrible diseases who have been horribly murdered. With me is Poppy Middle Class. Poppy, what's your story?
Well, Jenny, my mother was horribly murdered.
How awful!
On her way to visit her mother.
Oh, no!
Who was deaf and blind.
Oh!
Who ran an orphanage.
Oh!
For terminally ill orphans.
Oh!
Who are also deaf and blind and sad.
Oh!
And I've got a horrible disease. And I've been repeatedly murdered.
Thank you. We've got an email from one of our listeners. It's my doctor, telling me I'm going to die.
Oh, no.
Because he's going to murder me.
As you may or may not know, friends, I am not only a guitar genius and male model, I'm also a brilliant international author. My book, Skig Beasley, has been translated into many languages, and it's a fantastic story of the world's greatest detective.
Skig Beasley and the Kidnap His Daughter. In the turn of the century, a couple of years ago, Skig Beasley, the baddest detective on the business, have a daughter and buy her a stereo. But his ex-wife, also smoking hot, from the X-Men, and live with a wanker who is all rich and got a white suit. The wanker buy her a horse at a party, so Skip Beasley look like a total dick. Then he take a bodyguard job for another hot girl and someone attack her. Bam! Skick kill him with karate. So now she great full. Anyway, the daughter go on holiday, but Skick tell her be careful of French people as they shifty. She is not listen, so the Frenchies grab her. They take her on a boat under a bridge. They Arabs from Albania, but in France for kidnapping reasons. They laughing and playing cards when Skeg come in. Bam! He say, good luck. The Arab guy from Bulgaria says, thanks. But bam! Skig kick his ass. Oh, wait a minute. Before this, when the girl get abducted, Skig say, put the kidnapper on. So she put him on. Hello? Kidnapper speaking, say the kidnapper. I got a particular set of skills, say Skig. He mean this set of skills. Kicking ass and shooting. So in the kitchen, Skeg is like, bam! A guy on the right with a knife, bam! He kick a guy with a beard, douche! He douche into the other room and he douche everyone, but not the girl on drugs. Anyway, one thing lead to another, and he rescue his daughter off a boat on a motorbike. Bam! Skick smile. The end. Or is it? Answer, yes.
If you've enjoyed the show, you need to think about your choices, take a long look at your life, and come and join us at 8 o'clock on the 18th of October here at the Red Lion in Winsford. Thank you very much!
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.